I wanted to start with the poem which serves as a prologue to The Long Approach, because it's a found poem, and it always seems like a good idea to read a poem that you didn't really write yourself at a poetry reading. I found this poem in a pamphlet that's published by the Canadian Minister of the Environment, and it gets handed out in all of the Canadian national parks in the Pacific Northwest. It's an admonitory pamphlet called "You Are in Bear Country." And the poem really is lifted out of the pamphlet, except it does turn, as you will see, at the end. But most of the language in the poem came right out of the pamphlet. "They've been here for thousands of years. You're the visitor. Avoid encounters. Think ahead. Keep clear of berry patches, garbage dumps, carcasses. On woods walks, bring noisemakers, bells, clap hands along the trail, or sing. But in dense bush or by running water, bear may not hear your clatter. Whatever else, don't whistle. Whistling is thought by some to imitate the sounds bears make when they mate. You need to know there are two kinds, Ursus arctis horribilis, or grizzly, and Ursus americanus, the smaller black, said to be somewhat less likely to attack. Alas, a small horribilis is difficult to distinguish from a large americanus. Although there is no guaranteed life-saving way to deal with an aggressive bear, some ploys have proved more successful than others. Running's a poor choice. Bear can outrun a racehorse. Once you're face to face, speak softly. Take off your pack and set it down to distract the grizzly. Meanwhile, back slowly toward a large, sparsely branched tree. But remember, black bears are agile climbers, in which case a tree may not offer escape. As a last resort, you can play dead, drop to the ground face down. In this case, wearing your pack may shield your body from attack. Courage, lie still. Sometimes your bear may veer away. If not, bears have been known to inflict only minor injuries upon the prone. Is death by bear to be preferred to death by bomb? Under these extenuating circumstances, your mind may make absurd leaps. The answer's yes. Come on in. Cherish your wilderness."